Gamers with Controllers, it's 11:20 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. How the hell are you, boys, girls, and in-betweeners? Yes, I stole that from somebody, and I'll keep on stealing, because that's the American way. Steal, steal, steal. Fake it till you make it. Anyway, your host, Michael, just back with some movies that I had the pleasure of seeing. A little late to some of the parties, but we'll start off with my favorite, Minions: Rise of Gru. Excellent movie to watch. 2 hours, roughly. An hour and a half of just Minion goodness. If you have not seen it, you must watch it. Steve Carell does it again. Plus all the Minions and their debauchery and shenanigans. It's really great to see, you know, especially if you watch all the Gru movies, all the Minion movies, where he gets his stuff, his training, his house that he lived in, the furnishings inside the house. If anyone has seen any of the Minion movies, he has that really wicked leather sofa made out of a crocodile or alligator. Yeah, he got that from his mentor, White Knuckles. Gotta see it. What else? So Thor: Love and Thunder, another great Marvel movie. Well put together, despite the director forcing. Now, this is just my own take on it. I mean, I have a lot of friends of a lot of different spectrums that are into a lot of different things, like boys, girls, and in-betweeners. But it's something to be said when a director really goes hardcore out of his way to push that agenda on everybody, whether it's for inclusivity or to just have a movie with the check boxes checked for all demographics and sexual behaviors. It is what it is. But, you know, I thought it was funny that Korg is a gay rock monster with a life mate who is named Dwayne and has a mustache and looks like The Rock. So, yeah, not on that one. The Screaming Goats, another favorite of mine. If you have not seen this movie, I'm not giving any real spoilers, but The Screaming Goats is the tits. The CGI on female Thor, awesome. Anyone that believes that Natalie Portman could gun up that quickly needs a head examined. It's CGI, it's movie magic. Keep it moving. The plot couldn't get any more cliche, but it does follow the comics to a certain degree, which thank God for fanboyism and fangirlism about that. No complaints. If you just go in there with an open brain and you just shut down any kind of fanboyism that you may or may not have, you'll enjoy the movie. A lot of laughing points, a lot of aha moments. Stay for the credits and after credits, you'll appreciate it. Finally, the last movie that I seen was Black Phone with Ethan Hawke. It looked like a low budget movie, but when your plot revolves around a murderer kidnapping kids and it centers around a basement of a house and the school and going to and from, I think the location was like in Washington State. Oh boy. Apologies on that yawn there. Doing a lot of adulting, fighting COVID, fighting the good fight. But yeah, the movie itself was suspenseful to say the least. Great plot line, great acting. Couldn't ask for a better cast of characters, even though I've never heard of anybody except for Ethan Hawke. That just shows my age. I'm an old fart. Yeah, awesome. Moving right along on the chug-a-lug wagon. Been to a few conventions. Went to Bold City, Matsuri in Jacksonville, Florida. Saw some casts of My Hero Academia. I wish I knew all their voices and names, but they elude me right now because I was in a drunken haze on a Sunday morning. Thank you for that. I really appreciate the free drinks. There's more to talk about. I've actually found several locations in the Florida area. If you are looking for a Xbox Series X Xbox, yeah, hit me up if you want the details. If you are in the Northern Florida region, i.e. Jacksonville, St. Augustine, Palm Coast area, give me a ring-a-ding-ding. Hit me up on the Facebook at Gamers With Controllers, or you can hit me up on my email at gamerswithcontrollers@gmail.com. I will divulge said information for a small price of a thumbs up doodle, and like and share and spread the word. Anywho, back to topics. Figuring that getting old is just a fact of life, and the older you get, the more time is available to you, and the things that you used to do, you don't do as often as you used to do. Like, I used to be a super duper avid gamer, anywhere from 6 to 8 hours of gaming every other night, give or take, depending on what the game was or what the multiplayer was, or if I was just cramming for, you know, just really good content. And I've come to realize that I don't do that. Even though working wise, you know, I got a normal 8-to-4 job. It's great. It's like being in school and I don't even have to leave my house. Shout out to a mega corporation, deluxe, ultra, fraud-tastic division of specialties. But I don't game like I used to, which is really crazy. I wouldn't say an easy job, but, you know, it beats lifting heavy lumber or rocks or bags of sand at your local Home Depot or Lowe's, or stacking pallets upon pallets from a truck from Target. But, you know, my desk job rocks. No complaints. I wish timelines could be adjusted, but, you know, that's another complaint for another day. But the actual art of gaming, it escapes me, even though I have it at my fingertips. I've been on a Nintendo Switch kick for the last 6-7 weeks, where I have scored multiple Switches from the marketplace on the super download cheap of Crackhead Special. And the only thing I had to do was replace either a Joy-Con or get a Switch dock, which were all easy to do now, thank you, because COVID is over, but it's not over. But, you know, they're releasing the fuckery that is the logistical chain of getting shit. So, you know, that's great. And the games that I've picked up, I've noticed that I'm not picking up more mainstream games. It's more indie games. Then again, you have your Turtles Shredder Edition that came out on the Switch on the eShop and other digital platforms. The actual physical games will be supposedly released the end of this month or the end of August. I want to say it's August 31st. And then you got the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle Cowabunga edition that's supposedly slated for December. Tentative. End of December. We'll see. Fingers crossed. But yeah, there's a lot of things that are out there that I will be putting my review and spin on in the near future, relatively shortly, probably in the next few days. I will be picking up some, hopefully interviewing some wonderful cast of characters that I have met along my travels while on vacation. Just found out that a person who is related to me by marriage is working on Resident Evil 4 remake for next gen consoles, which is pretty cool. I can't give out his name due to NDAs and things of that disclosure nonsense, but he's telling me that there's big things coming down the pike, and, you know, with the programs that they're running and the software that they're using, it's totally gonna put the game on its head. So I'm looking forward to that. Great guy. And then I will probably be interviewing a slew of managers from local video game stores Maybe we'll give you their real names. Maybe we'll just give you their gamer tags and, you know, their mega corporations that they work for. And they could tell us their horror stories about working in retail and retail hell, because we've all done it at some point in time. And some people have made their channels about just straight retail hell. Others have made light of it. But I think it'd be refreshing to hear it from another channel where that's not their main, you know, talking point of how shitty their management staff is, or how horrible the customers are, or the outrageous expectation that corporate America has put on the poor slaves that, you know, make the cogs turn and produce them monies, while shitting on the actual people that put them there. It's terrible. Talking about you, Game Stonk. Yeah, I said it. But anywho, I digress. It's just craziness, and I will hopefully be getting some people to talk to about it, and we could go from there and just, you know, shoot the shit, see where it takes us. And then on the other spectrum of being old and running through your circle of friends, or, you know, winding down your circle of friends to just a mere handful of people that you could trust, I've learned that in my olden age, just meeting people in general is a weird thing when you get older. You know, it's, I don't know if it's maybe just me, or if the people that I used to associate with just, you know, they're starting to grow in their own way. You know, talking from experience, when I was younger, you know, I was put on the family tip at a very early age. I would not suggest this to anybody. I've beaten this into all my children, where they know what the secret of happiness is. It's not to have kids in your 20s or 30s, you know. And focus on you. Be selfish. There's nothing wrong with being selfish. Yeah. Take care of yourself. Travel the world. Buy what you want. Do what you want to do. Throw caution to the wind. But don't be responsible for another life until you at least get your shit settled or squared away. And I only know a handful of people that are in my demographic that actually have accomplished this successfully. You know, I wouldn't say that I've done it, but I've done it. I don't know if I would call it successful, but based on other people, they said that I got my shit squared away. So I appreciate the sentiment. But for the people that I know that are finally starting the family tip and, you know, in their late 30s, early 40s, starting a family, that's an awesome road when you are financially stable. But there is no right time to have children. Whoever said that must have had lots of money, because in order to actually start a family, you need money. You need a stable career and a stable place to live. You know, the main staple crops of things that you do. And kudos to those who are doing that now. I kind of laugh because my oldest, who's 23, I mean, I just came back from the bar with him on a Tuesday, and we had dinner and drinks and was staring at other chicks that were staring at us because we look like we're brothers, even though we're father and son. So that's a surreal moment when hot chicks are staring at you that are half your age, trying to figure out who's the older brother. And we must have good genes, because I haven't seen some people in, I want to say, about a decade plus, and they said that I have not aged. I got that Keanu Reeves blood, that Paul Rudd blood running through me, where I don't age, which is pretty cool, because I feel like I'm old as fuck. But they say it doesn't look it, unless I grow out the facial hair, which is sporting all sorts of silver and gray. But, you know, I'm only 42. I'll be 43 in December. Paints me as an old man. But yeah, it's just a surreal moment to actually be able to enjoy your children when they're older, especially when you're getting older yourself. So drinking with a kid half your age, that's even though it sounds creepy, it's not, because it's your kid. But yeah, gotta appreciate the irony in that. But for my friends who are now dealing with terrible twos and toddlers, God bless you. Because that shit's going to be hard as fuck when you get old. The older you get, the less patient you are. And that's what I've learned, you know, being a young dad. But yeah, it's no complaints. I would have changed everything. I would not have recommended having a family in your 20s and dealing with the life that comes along with it. Just be selfish. The secret to happiness is not having kids in your 20s or 30s or even late 30s. Have them in your 40s. By then, hopefully you'll be socially fit, financially squared, and emotionally ready for the trials and tribulations of daycare and children and shitty diapers and puke and vomit and earaches and all the other nonsense that comes along with having young kids. Now back to games. I will be giving a rundown of all the games that I've gotten over the last couple of weeks with some gameplay. Hopefully we'll have some guests that will come on to the show, and we'll keep it fresh and keep it moving, you know. Well, this is your host Michael with Gamers with Controllers punching out.